But I think the worst, I mean, South is all right, but I think the worst city in America, I think we all know it's on the tip of our tongue, so let's say it together. 1, 2, 3, Denver, Colorado. Say, look at us, in unison. Oh, hold on to your hats, guys. I'm going after Denver. Yes, well, first of all, here's why Denver sucks. First of all, they built the airport just outside of Sacramento. It's, you know, the Bay Area. No, it's so far away. Now, I know that, now, if you want to, if you say you need to go to the San Francisco airport, right? And it's a traffic-y Tuesday. How long is that gonna take you?
1 hour, 2 hours.
Okay, 1 hour, 2 hours. Clearly, you all have different driving habits. But let's say an hour and a half. If you are in Denver and want to go to the Denver airport with no traffic, pack food, okay? Hydrate. It is a journey. When you land there, you can't see the Rocky Mountains because the earth has curved away from them, all right? Then when you're driving out of that place, there is a 100-foot statue of a evil Bronco. And it's called Lucifer. It's terrifying. And it's got red eyes. And when you drive out of there, everybody from Colorado, they'll go, hey, you see that statue? And you'll be like, yeah, I can see that. And other big stuff like ships. And, all right, never mind. And everyone will tell you, they go like, well, you know, the artist who built that while he was building it fell off and died. And you'd be like, great story. I hope you have more fun Colorado lore like that for our 6-hour journey into Denver. So, I like the Denver Broncos. I mean, they're not my team, but I like that Peyton Manning a lot because he won the Super Bowl at the age of 81. And his head fell off like 2 times. And here's my impression of Peyton Manning playing football. That's it. All right. It's not because he was so good at football that I like him so much. It's because of what he did after he won the Super Bowl, because it's exactly what I would do if I won the Super Bowl. So he won. People are going nuts. He walks back out on the field. There's the ESPN reporter. He shoves the microphone in Peyton's face. He's like, Peyton, you just won the Super Bowl. How do you feel? And Peyton, without pausing, just goes, I feel like a Bud Light, Jim. Fucking sell it, dude. That's right. That's exactly what I would do. Yeah, he should have kept going. He should have been like, I'm also gonna take some Lipitor and I'm going to Petco. See ya. And, right? And if he had really thought about it, he would have brought that Papa John's guy out with him. That real wonderful guy, the Papa John's, you know him. He removed all the skin from his face and then he killed the baby, skinned the baby and wrapped the baby skin around his skull. 2 black rocks for eyes. Yeah, boner check again. Anyway. I always thought there was a ton of like sexual tension in their Papa John's commercials, so they should have capped it off with them walking to the 50-yard line and just fucking and getting it over with right there. Just been like, 4 topics. Then if Peyton wanted to seal his legacy, he would have walked into the end zone, knelt down, pulled out a short sword, and stabbed himself like a samurai warrior and died right there just going, drink Coke Zero, dead. Statue at the airport. All my ideas are good.